been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday. It is the Friday, April 24th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I'm here with our chartered financial analyst Barry Kite. We've got a mixed open so far for the market, with the Dow down 170 points, but it's at 49,140. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is up 143 points after a very surprising, excellent report from Intel, of all things. Yes, there are such things as turnarounds. They don't happen very often, but you may have one in the making here. The NASDAQ up 142 points to 24,580. The S&P 500 is up 11 points right now, 7,119. One of the most important commodities and factors in the market right now continues to be oil. And oil today is down a half a percent, but it's at $95.36. Gold is at 47.08, quite a ways from its all-time high recently. It's down 33 basis points today. And Bitcoin right now is it's made quite a rally. Bitcoin is up, is down 373 to 77.859. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I'm here with Barry Kite. Wow, what a day in the market yesterday. Holy cow. We had an absolutely huge day yesterday, and let's see.
It's amazing what being in the right spots will do, huh, Bill? I mean, I was looking at it yesterday, and it was, you know, just the same theme, right? I mean, chips, anything to do with AI, of course, you have the pop in Intel today. So my thought is, if Intel's going up, you know the other names are going up. AMD is blowing out,
and so is ARM. ARM is blowing up. Yesterday, it was GE Vernova for us, and ARM, and several others. It's been quite a move in the markets here, the chip stocks. Again, leading the way, the memory chip stocks in particular have done well. The oil stocks have regained their mojo. A lot of action in the oil stocks yesterday, the Halliburtons of the world, the Devons, the VG, which is Venture Global, also LNG.
A lot of happy discussions with client, doing client review. You had a handful of client
That's
reviews
good.
This week, and obviously clients are pleased, so it's it makes for a lovely conversation. So we get, you know, certainly appreciate your work on that, Bill.
But if listeners are out there and they're not participating, and they're in Kellogg's, and they're in Procter & Gamble, and they're in AT&T and the like, they're not happy. And they're listening, too. And they're going, something doesn't add up here. I'm sitting on all this dead wood that's not even moving. And the core of the market, the vibrancy of the market is, you know, we call it Best Stocks Now. What can I say? There's no better term for it. And we've certainly been blessed here to be in the Best Stocks Now in recent weeks and to have made that call. That also draws a lot of attention to us. When you're 4 for 4, actually 5 for 5, in, you know, putting your neck on the line during the darkest hours in the market and saying this, really this most recent one was the most compelling and the most sure that I have felt about a big rally coming. Maybe, I don't know, when the last time I really felt that. Maybe you got to go back to 2009 or so.
Well, and the S&P's up 7.72% since
that
article came out 2 months ago.
I think it's up higher than that if we did the math. Yeah. I think if we did the math. And don't forget, the article came after.
Well, it came late. Yeah, it came after. It came after one bump. Yeah, that's what.
Well, and it came after, I stated it on the radio maybe a week before that this is. And in the newsletter, the headline was, is this the beginning of a bear market or a major buying opportunity? That was way before the. I should really get credit. For when I first said on the radio, this is a major buying opportunity here. I'd have to go back and look at when that was, but it was right around the bottom of the market. I know that for sure. And I think it's up a lot further than you're calculating.
I'm going by what Seeking Alpha says. Yeah,
and the NASDAQ has really roared, and some of the individual stocks that we own. I mean, I just look at how our AUM has just exploded to the upside since that article, and it's been significant. Whatever it is, I'll put some numbers to it when I write the newsletter, which I'm doing today and tomorrow. I now have a junior analyst that is helping me with that, Barry. Maybe I can go fishing in the late afternoon tomorrow. When get the newsletter, I need to get a little bit of free time here. We've had a pretty volatile market here over the last several months, and I always make sure I don't send the newsletter out till I feel like I've dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's in my weekly research, which I then share with you every week, my macro outlook, all the stories from this past week, the stocks we talked about, the update on the portfolios that we own, what we own, the performance of those portfolios, the technical analysis of all the major asset classes out there, all of that goes into the newsletter every week. And it's nice to have a couple of junior analysts now around. They're learning from the best, Barry, as is Barry. I'm just kidding. And I'm humble. You know, I teach you guys humility for sure. But deep down, I am a pretty humble guy. I give all credit, really, to God. I'm like that baseball player. They win the World Series or the Super Bowl, and they point to the sky and say, I really do. I've achieved way beyond what my natural abilities are capable of, and I can only look to one source for that help. That's just me. That's just a very personal thing with me. I'm not saying, hey, invest in me, and don't worry. God is my assistant portfolio manager here. Right. No, I just feel like I have a clear head and
you got a value system. A value system.
I've had a very active mind over the years, which has been very eager to gather in information. I believe in always learning. Somebody asked me the other day, how do you remain so relevant? You know, you've been around in the market for 30 years almost.
All different types of markets.
Yeah, and you're on top of AI as anybody out there. Maybe even Dan Ives. I don't know. I definitely don't dress as flashy as he does. But I read a lot. I spend 2 or 3 hours every morning before the market opens studying and pondering and, doing research. And, that keeps me alert on top of things. And that's all reflected in the newsletter. I mean, you don't want to sit here every day and listen for an hour and then go back and listen to the rerun. You know, we have a very nice edited version of the show every day that has all the commercials taken out except for one at halftime. And it has all of these stories that have caught my eye. Let's not forget that. I'm not just trying to fill time here. For your entertainment as you drive to work and back, or you sit in your home, wherever you're at the gym. I've had people that listen to me while they're on the exercise cycle at the gym, lots of different places. I'm here to really find information that you're not going to get anywhere else. People may be aware of it, but they're not writing about it, and they're not bringing it to people's attention. Some of this stuff on a daily basis is quite significant and means a whole lot. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. The newsletter will be coming out hopefully tomorrow afternoon. Lately, it's been going into Sunday morning. I got to end that. I got to get it out on Saturday. And so my junior analyst is going to help me with a couple more segments of the newsletter under my direction. to help take a little bit more time off of the creation of that every Saturday and every Friday and Saturday. And to get 4 weeks, no credit card, nothing, no questions asked, no ID, no photo ID, no birth date, nothing like that. You can go to GundersonCapital.com. You can get 4 free weeks of this newsletter, this powerful newsletter that said in bold type, this is one of the best. Now, that was time has come and gone. There will be others, but there's still plenty of upside. It will have all this information. You'll get the live trading alerts and the access to the all-important Best Stocks Now app, which is really just like a bass player and the drummer drive a band. The app drives the bus here at Gunderson Capital Management. Go to GundersonCapital.com to sign up for a free 4-week trial. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. When will consumers step forward and say, hey, this ain't fair? The tariff refund, Customs and Borders Protection launched a tariff refund portal this week with thousands of companies rushing to file claims for the duties they paid over the past year. The problem is it goes to the importers. So somebody imports something, sells it to you, charges the tariff, you pay the tariff, and they get the refund. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, does it to you, Barry?
No, and this is, I mean, this is kind of the reason why I thought the Supreme Court would actually, you know, allow it, simply because it just creates so much confusion in trying to figure out how to unwind this thing. I mean, it seems like, you know, it actually could potentially be a windfall for the companies, right? And
that ain't
not
fair.
not for the consumers. So
yeah, well, Scott Bessent said yesterday, while importers stand to receive tariff refunds, it's unclear how many of them will pass on the benefit to consumers. I got a feeling the American people won't see it. No, here's the deal. If you pay, let's say you buy a boat and you pay $5,000 in sales tax, well, the boat dealer has to forward that sales tax onto the state. He doesn't get to keep it. But this would be like, okay, we're sending the sales tax back to the boat dealer that collected it, and not to the consumer who paid it. That doesn't make sense. I see this being a big problem. I see it going to the Supreme Court, actually. There's definitely going to be lawsuits on this.
And you mentioned it, I mean, talking about sales tax, I mean, let's say that something should have been $8,000 and instead it's $10,000. So now I paid more sales tax on the $10,000, right, than I, you know, should have only had to pay $8,000. So not only do I need some tariff money back, but I also need some sales tax money back in that example.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
that,
ridiculous.
You know,
what a mess. Well, it's already gone to the Supreme Court, and that's why we're in this mess. Well, I mean, Trump did it in a clause that the Supreme Court said he can't use, and now you've got this big mess. But this solution here I don't think that was the intent. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. EU to move forward with negotiation over Ukraine's membership. Well, we'll see what Putin has to say about it. He has said in the past that if they join NATO, I'm coming after Europe. And if they allow the Ukraine into the EU, I don't know what that would mean, but that's just a little bit more tension over there. We've kind of put the Ukraine-Russia war on the back burner, while instead the U.S. war versus Iran have taken center stage, but that Ukraine situation continues to go on. Crude oil gains for the fourth straight day. It is down 0.5% today. The problem is we're back to $95 per barrel, which means if you're going on a trip, you got to fill up the tank this weekend. It's going to be not at its 52-week high, but it's going to be up there. Volatility ramping up, hopes fade for a negotiated solution. Iran's president and parliamentary speaker issued statements declaring unity behind the country's supreme leader. We don't know who that is. I guess the Trump administration knows who that is.
Have we seen him
who
speak
yet? Who is the
yet?
Supreme leader?
Yeah, do we know if he's alive?
The last supreme leader has been buried. He was buried under rubble, then he was buried in a funeral. But anyways, that suggests that there's still a hard line against talks with the U.S. It sounds to me like the old regime is still pretty much running the show over there.
Yeah, it seems like the Republican Guard is kind of, almost seems to now be the particular group that certainly is we knew they were going to be an issue, and it seems like they're the ones that are playing hardball, and the ones that, likely are the ones at some point you got to figure out what to do with them. So that's kind of the group that you almost have to negotiate with to some certain extent. So,
yep. Well, and you've got kind of the rhetoric ramping up. Tensions are tightening. The market is pricing in a more intense standoff, even though Trump keeps saying, I think we'll have a deal by tomorrow. The ceasefire could be unraveling. And yet the stocks like AMD and ARM and others continue to roll on. Taiwan Semiconductor, SanDisk, Micron, I mean, they're all ANET, NVIDIA, all doing well. Applied Materials, all having a good day. Samsung Union says chip output drops sharply amid pay protests. That's a bigger story than you might realize. Samsung is one of just four memory producers in the mass of quantity that AI needs. Prices are sky high. The supply is very, very limited. And now Samsung's production of its foundry and memory chips at its South Korean fabs plunged 58% and 18% respectively. So that's taking more supply off the market. While the demand continues to increase, and there's only one way prices can go, and that is up, and there's going to be some big boondoggle years for these memory makers as far as earnings are concerned. Is it sustainable? Is this 580% growth quarter over quarter sustainable? No. But it still has a long ways to go before it plays out. U.S.
Yeah,
soldier.
I've seen where it's being extended. I've seen, some of these in terms of, you had Texas Instruments, report, a day or two ago and get a big pop, and they're obviously on the, they're on the lower end in terms of, sophistication of chips. But it doesn't matter what there's a shortage across that across the whole spectrum, and apparently, it seems like it
even
could,
the lower
could
end
last for an extended period of time. So.
Yes, I mean, I've seen several stocks explode higher. Marvell has exploded higher. Analog Devices has exploded higher. A lot of these second and third tier semiconductor stocks are also just breaking out like crazy right now. U.S. soldier charged after allegedly earning $400,000 betting on Maduro's removal. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
That's insider. Now, how come Pelosi didn't know about this? Did she retire? I don't know.
Maybe nah, she's still there, but she didn't have to use Kalshi. She could just buy Nvidia, after she sees the earnings report or something, right?
I mean, well, the guy who bet on it participated in the planning and execution of the U.S. military operation to capture Maduro, and used his access to classified information about that operation to personally profit.
On the bright side, he was confident in the plan, apparently, because the plan wasn't an easy one and went off without a hitch, it seems like. So at least he had confidence in what the plan was. It wasn't guaranteed.
Yes, and he bet $33,000 to win $400,000 on the outcome there. Eli Lilly slips as those obesity scripts set to trail those for Novo's Wegovy. You know, these two stocks, they just can't get out of their own way. There's only two competitors in this field, and they keep price cutting and jabbing each other. And it has really made these stocks stall out big time. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
And welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. Boy, it seems like Amazon wants to play in every sandbox. Perry, is there a sandbox that they don't play in? You know, he's got the rocket ships to compete with Musk, and now nuclear startups. And, of course, they have their own AI, too, that
they got an ownership in Rivian, right? They've had that for a long time. Yeah, so they've got their data center with AWS being, you know, kind of the big growth driver. And, of course, still they're, you know, they deliver the most packages in America. Remember when started beating UPS and FedEx?
They compete with UPS and FedEx, the U.S. Postal Service, Walmart, everything, Walgreens, everything. Amazon-backed nuclear startup X Energy. I thought Elon had a kind of a
monopoly on anything that starts with X.
His son is named X, for heaven's sakes. Well, they raised $1 billion. Now, the issue with these nuclear startups, there's already a bunch of them that are public. This one hasn't gone public yet, but you've got Oklo, you've got SMR, you've got Nano Nuclear, you've got several in this space right now, and they all remain way out there on the horizon, long-term companies. But that hasn't stopped, you know, him from raising $1 billion. They priced 44 million shares at $23 each. At that price, the company is valued at $9.1 billion. And I got to believe there's no sales. There's not any sales here. You're paying $9.1 billion for a startup that has no sales yet, which is obviously a very high-risk kind of adventure for you. Founded in 2009, X Energy developed small modular reactors, which has become a real term here. Recently, there's even a stock that has that symbol, SMR. And advanced nuclear fuel. That's the other direction they're going in. And companies like Lightbridge and a few others are also working on advanced nuclear fuels, aiming to deliver safer and more cost-effective alternatives to traditional nuclear plants. And here's who they're wooing, here's who they're trying to sell these small modular reactors to. The company plans to use its reactors to supply power to industrial facilities and AI data centers and has agreements with Dow Chemical, Amazon, of all places, and Centrica, okay, which is in, I believe, Europe. SpaceX, okay, SpaceX, the Grok AI, that's where Grok AI resides. SpaceX warns inquiries into sexually abusive AI imagery may hurt market access. In other words, SpaceX may be barred from a lot of markets around the world because they're tied to sexually abusive imagery on Grok, which is creating a lot of evil and havoc in the world, in my opinion. I know people that are going to Grok AI for their answers instead of their own mind and their own intellect and their own wisdom. They're going to AI, and it's deceiving them.
Agreed. And then, of course, as you mentioned before, you can go, depends on which AI you go to, depends on the answer you get, which
sure.
is also, which also
shop
a weird,
around for the answer
a weird,
you're looking for.
Yeah, it's a weird version of truth. But yeah, I mean, I still remember, you know, being at the dinner table and looking, you know, in, you know, some debate across the table and dad's like, go look at it up in the encyclopedia, right? And so you walk, you
yeah,
know,
I had
a tomato. You know, it's like, is tomato a fruit? I just remember, you know, I'm like,
yeah,
tomato's a
one.
Fruit. And he's like, no, it's not. And he's like, go get the encyclopedia, bring it back and, you know, look it up. And he goes, the encyclopedia is wrong, right? And then so you put it, it's like, that'd be like going
yeah.
to a different
go
site.
Go get the other encyclopedia.
Right. Exactly.
Not Britannica, but that other one. Yeah, it's really, you know what? Rely on yourself and your intuition and your intellect. Now, if it's something that you're looking to fix, how do I fix a train that won't go? Or whatever the case may be, yes.
It can lead you in
problem.
The right direction. Yeah.
But when it gets into relationships, no. Taiwan Semiconductor.
It's not your friend. You know what I mean?
No.
It's not your friend.
No. I think there's going to be lawsuits. I think people, there already are. I think people are going to lose wives or husbands because they consulted XAI.
What should I do?
Right. I'm going to sue the hell out of them for ruining my relationship. I believe that truly. It's just yeah. a matter of time because I've seen it happen to a few people. Taiwan Semiconductor hits record high after Taiwan loosens fund investment limits. Shares of Taiwan rose to record high on Friday after regulators loosened limits on single stock investments, enabling fund managers to increase exposure to
yeah,
the
so
world's
now they can buy
largest.
More. Yeah, now they can buy more, which creates more demand for the stock, which obviously the market's a supply and demand. You know, it's the ultimate supply and demand market, and so the stock price will likely get a bump from this.
Taiwan is hitting an all-time high today. It now has a market cap of $1.7 trillion. But the chip stock that's really flying today is AMD. AMD didn't do anything. They were just kind of, their neighbor did something.
Yeah, Intel.
Intel did something, and they're getting a boost. AMD is up $38 a share, or 12.6% so far. Yes, it's one of our largest holdings. It's one of our largest
yeah.
holdings.
I think I,
so we're
I, think
getting
I peaked
a big
at
bump.
It. I peaked at it today. It actually it was the largest holding for a moment.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking at it this
I'm
morning.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah,
okay, it is blowing up today. It's breaking out to new all-time highs. AMD has now become a market cap half a trillion. It's pretty small, really, in today's world. When Nvidia's $4.5 trillion, it's only half a trillion. But it's hitting a new all-time high, and I mean, they make most of the semiconductors in the world. They make them for many different, fabulous companies that design the chips and have Taiwan make them for them. So formidable. And I also read too that they continue to grow their plant in Phoenix, and I have a hunch that if Taiwan was ever invaded by China, we would have a backup plan. Maybe. I don't know that. I'm just assuming it, how important that is, making those chips, and how threatening China is to Taiwan. We better have a damn backup plan in case China decides to get adventurous again after taking Hong Kong several years ago, which they belong to them, okay? And they say that Taiwan belongs to them, and eventually, we don't know when, but they will probably make a move. A rather dramatic move. It won't be like, hey, you know what? Yeah. We want Taiwan back. Give it back to us. No, it will be war. What is it good for, said Marvin Gaye. All right, let's take a look at some other news here. We do have some earnings here. We have some earnings. Well, AMD was also upgraded today, so it got a double whammy. It got the news from Intel, and it got the news from the upgrade. Intel outlines Q2 revenues, they guided higher, okay? And it looks to me like a major turnaround attempt is in place. And Intel is breaking out to new 52-week highs now. By contrast, it's just a little $335 billion company, but that's still pretty formidable. They reported earnings that were pretty good. Their earnings are looking to come in 134% higher than last year. And next year they're looking to come in 42% higher than this year. And you've got a stock right now that's up 22.3% today. 22. I came really close. I said, you know, I think this turnaround's starting to happen. But
you talked to,
the earnings aren't there yet.
Yeah, you mentioned it. You mentioned it when we were together at our last in Sarasota, because remember you were like, I've been looking at it, but you've been looking at it and it's kind of been appealing, but you just couldn't, you just can't pull the, you know. Plus, we've obviously had some other exposure like that already. So
yes, but it is up 22.5% today on this news. I will revisit my valuation. Let's just look at it in the app as to where it sits right now. Let's see. INTC is ranked number 522. It gets an A, meaning a strong buy ranking in the Best Stocks Now app. It's got a dividend yield of 2.65, and let's see what its five-year potential is. That's the key now for me. Of course, it may go a little higher here after I adjust some numbers here today. Intel, upside potential, 67%. It needs to be a better than 10% grower to up that number. So right now it doesn't meet my valuation criteria, but I have to revisit these numbers here and maybe make some adjustments. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. And we'll take a look here at a little bit other news here to finish off the day and the week. Let's go back to Intel for a minute. Intel right now, the chart, like I say, it's breaking out. It looks like the chart of AMD. It looks like, you know, the other stock that decided to just, bam, take off this week is ARM. Can you believe that?
Oh, Holy cow. One, I mean, ever since you, that's been a remarkable one. I mean, ever since you purchased it, it's pretty much been going up.
Well, I can see it in the charts.
So keep it in there.
One of my junior analysts asked me, what did you see in that stock? I said, well, I took him back to the chart. I said, number one, it's a good stock to begin with. It's right in the center of all of this, AI stuff. And I said, you see that big saucer pattern that it made between October and April? That's about a six-month saucer pattern. That's an accumulation pattern. That means it's being accumulated. If you look at this saucer shape, now it comes up to that high end of that saucer shape and pokes its head above it where the old resistance was at 8183. And that is a major, major green flag for me to really look at this thing, because all of a sudden all that accumulation is starting to pay off and the stock is starting to break out. And people notice that breakout and in comes more buying. And between the accumulation and the more buying, and of course there's usually some kind of news behind it, man, that thing is just, it's up 13.9% again today. It's had three incredible days in a row. I actually added to it. We have a lot of new clients that have come on board recently, a lot. Keeping very busy and my input people busy and everybody busy, which is a good thing. That's a great thing. And I bought it for everybody who did not own it yet, sent out an alert 4 days ago, maybe it was earlier this week. I don't even remember. And it's gone up like every day since I put – maybe I moved the stocks. Maybe – look who's pounding the table on this one, huh? Dude, we better go get a million shares or whatever the case may be. So
they
it's
better,
doing
they better
very
not make
well.
An inverse version like
no.
Yeah. That's not going to end well for someone.
No. Okay, so that, yeah, inverse Gunderson would be Gark.
you know, Garp. Inverse Gunderson. There is an inverse Jim Cramer. I don't know if it's still out there. There wasn't a lot of money that went into it. You need to keep a lot of money in an ETF to keep it viable.
Yeah, you made the purchase on 331 was the last time we, you know, that was when we got back into
it. Is that how long ago it was?
Yeah, well, then you added back.
I added to it.
I was trying to find the added date, but yeah, it's been you added back to it on this Monday.
Yeah, so. Monday.
It was at $170.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday have been. It was $170.
$170.55 on Monday.
Now it's $233. That's 60. That's a 30% move since Monday. Hey, you know, maybe it's time to sell. No, it's hitting a new high, and it's just got nothing but momentum right now. It looks like a SpaceX rocket ship at, down at Cape Canaveral launching off the pad right now.
Yeah, it's up over 33%. Since Monday.
Right.
Since
in
Monday.
3 days.
By the way.
How long does it take to make that an AT&T? 3 decades, maybe. I don't know. Okay, let's take a look. A couple others here that have reported, and I will have an update. Look, earnings season is now moving very quickly. Next, we've had Tesla this past week. I don't know, a lot of them. We've got Procter & Gamble. Don't forget Procter & Gamble's in today, reporting in. But next week will be really, really probably the heaviest week of all. But by the end of the day today, I'm going to have some really, really fresh, good numbers on earnings estimates for this year S&P and next year S&P. And, of course, we apply a multiple to that, and we come up with a target price. And that will be a big part of this week's newsletter, that macro outlook. And it was the macro outlook. I remember right where I was when I said this is one of the most compelling buying opportunities.
That's what drove you to it.
Right. It was early Saturday morning, maybe before the sun came up, and I started looking at the earnings picture for the week. I saw a massive upgrade to earnings estimates for this year and for next year. I go, that is significant. And at the same time, the market had been coming down
and was scared
and had reached a PE, forward PE, of 19.77,
and the VIX,
which is the lowest it's been.
Yeah, the VIX had spiked because of the fear in the market, because of the uncertainty around the Strait of Hormuz and Iran.
And then later that day, I put that title on it. Is this a bear market, beginning of a bear? Because the market was not doing well. It was swooning at that time. Or is this a compelling buying opportunity? And obviously I made the argument that it was a compelling buy opportunity. And I think that's probably the call that I've had the most conviction in of all those five calls that I've made. This one, I just thought, you know what? This one really can't miss, but you never know. And it was the combination of the valuation, PE ratio, the earnings estimates going up and not being reflected in the market yet because of the Strait of Hormuz overshadowing it all. That's the way that works. Okay, well, we will stop there. Minnesota. Do we got a spot yet? I got to get with Edie. I've been so busy. Would you?
Yes,
with
she's
Edie,
waiting
please?
To hear back from three cities. We'll have it. We'll have
right.
a date.
Well,
still,
gonna be
dates
in
are
Minnesota.
Still set. Yeah, dates
it
are
will
set.
Be within the Minneapolis, metro area. We're not going to be way up there in the, where the ice fishing lakes are. It will be somewhere right there in Minneapolis, not the Mall of America this time.
And that's May 18th, 19th, and 20th. So that'll be a Tuesday, a Wednesday, and a Thursday in May.
And I'm going to teach a workshop on this methodology that I use and show you the results that we've achieved and show you the companies that meet the criteria at the time of the workshop. And that's why I go into these workshops unscripted, because it will depend on where we're at that time. The market is a very, very fluid situation, and I want to give you the latest, current, most accurate info when I teach that workshop. That will be on the Tuesday night. To reserve a seat to that or to get a one-hour appointment with Barry and I and the rest of the team, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Be sure and sign up for the 4-week newsletter this week or today before I send it out later tomorrow.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.